Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Morning to you, Michael. How are you?
Michael, very good, thank you. Listening to that intro, it sounds like you're going through until lunchtime.
We could easily go through to lunchtime. There is never a dull moment in racing, as you know, Michael, and the last 24 to 48 hours have certainly shaken up the landscape. But from your perspective, the CEO of Moonee Valley, the Cox Plate in its 100th year, what are your thoughts on the proposed change of the Caulfield Cup Carnival?
I guess it's a double-edged sword for us, Michael. The AFL came out on Monday and confirmed that the 2020 AFL Grand Final will be on Saturday the 24th of October. So we'll work through that with the AFL, Racing Victoria and our broadcast partner Channel 7. So the Caulfield Cup move, obviously that's come to light over the past week. I had a chance to have a look at the program for the first time last Thursday, and I think credit to the Melbourne Racing Club and to Racing Victoria, in a very short space of time, they've managed to pull together what I think is a program that could work. So, you know, the pathways are still there for the feature races across our Cox Plate Carnival, which of course then leads to Flemington, and then what would be three big Saturdays at Caulfield after the Melbourne Cup Carnival.
All right, well, can we drill down on what that program looks like? Because you're one of the select few who's had a look at it, and for a lot of the punters out there and a lot of the trainers, they're still in the dark as to what this would actually look like if we did proceed. So if we run the Caulfield Cup and the Caulfield Guineas as projected on those dates, the 28th and 21st of November after the Melbourne Cup Carnival, what would happen on the old Caulfield Cup Day, the 17th of October, and the week before with the Caulfield Guineas Day? Is there an opportunity for Moonee Valley to take up one of those days?
Yeah, well, our committee had our May board meeting last night. We've had a chance to review that. We'll provide feedback to Racing Victoria and the Melbourne Racing Club. I think when we created our two-day carnival, what is now eight or nine years ago, we went with the Friday-Saturday doubleheader simply because there wasn't another Saturday through that key spring period. But now that Caulfield is looking to shift out and have those three feature Saturdays post-Flemington, Moonee Valley would love to explore the opportunity to have two consecutive Saturdays, so what would be the 17th of October this year and then the 24th of October, to give our track the best chance to recover, to maximise wagering turnover opportunities, to give our members and attendees the best chance to attend two feature spring meetings. So it's a conversation that we'll have. It's nothing's confirmed at this stage. I think there'll be more work to be done on this over the next couple of weeks. So it's one that Moonee Valley would be keen to explore. And then the 3rd of October and the 10th of October, you would find that Caulfield and Flemington would have one of those meetings. The sequence has been proposed at this stage, but I don't think anything is set in stone. That'll also form part of the conversation over the next couple of weeks.
So the proposal for Moonee Valley to take over the old Caulfield Cup date, which is the 17th of October, and then run into Cox Plate Day on the 24th, would that be instead of the Friday night meeting, the traditional Friday Manukato meeting before Cox Plate, or in addition to that?
It would be The Friday night would come out. So what we'd be looking to do is continue to run the traditional grand final eve meeting that we have at the end of September. There's a little bit of discussion whether that's the Friday night or the Saturday this year, depending on how the AFL works and what the other two metro clubs wish to do. We would then look to come back and have another night meeting on the 9th of October. So you touched on earlier that the Caulfield Guineas could potentially come out and shift to the 21st of November. That does leave a little bit of a gap, or let's say an opportunity for a three-year-old race over a mile. We've got the Bill Stutt Stakes, which is currently on that traditional grand final eve meeting. It could be that we pull that race out, look to rebadge that as the Moonee Valley Guineas. It would need a significant prize money level, but that would be a Group 2 mile race, which could lead into the Cox Plate. We could also consider giving that a ballot exemption into the Cox Plate, a golden ticket. So we'll work through that. And another win for the Valley, of course, is the Fian Stakes, shifting from 7 weeks prior to the Cox Plate. That would be on that either Friday the 25th or Saturday the 26th of September. And as it currently stands, that is the only race this calendar year that will have the golden ticket ballot exemption into the Ladbrokes Cox Plate.
Okay, and also, if you did take up that day on the Caulfield Cup, so you've got the two Saturdays in a row, would you move some of the meetings, or the races, I should say, from Cox Plate Day, such as an Amy Vars or a Moonee Valley Cup, and put that the week before?
Yeah, the Moonee Valley Gold Cup would be the race that we would see as the feature on that day. I think that would give the horses heading towards the Melbourne Cup that extra 7 days. So instead of 10 days in, it'd be 17 days in. And we'll go back and have conversations with Racing Victoria particularly, but also the Melbourne Racing Club, to see if there's an opportunity to convert the Moonee Valley Gold Cup down to a handicap. So to fill that void by the Caulfield Cup coming out, 2,500 metres, if we think it's in the best interest of the industry, we take trainer feedback on that as well. It could be an opportunity to change the conditions for the Moonee Valley Gold Cup this year.
It's fascinating how it all may play out in the permutations. Overall, you've had a look at it. Are you in favour? Would you like to see this occur?
I think if ever there is a year to trial this, obviously with the COVID-19 impact, now would be the time to do it. I think what's obvious when you sit down and you look at how the races map through, horses that are heading to grand finals, there are clear pathways. So the Caulfield Cup coming out, some could question 140 years of tradition. What does that mean? But as I said, the Moonee Valley Gold Cup could fit into that slot. You know, the Melbourne Racing Club could pull the Zipping Classic back. 2,400 metres of weight for age, Geelong Cups, Bendigo Cups, and there's a number of other feature distance races as well. I think it also gives us an opportunity to be creative, be innovative, and whether we tweak existing races or whether we create new races to plug potential gaps, I think it's an exciting opportunity. And as I said, all credit to the Melbourne Racing Club for some bold thinking.
Danny O'Brien said yesterday, in an ideal world, the whole carnival would move back 2 weeks or a month. Would that be the premium outcome if the VRC did say, yep, you know what, we will move our Melbourne Cup carnival back as well? Or do you like a format of the Caulfield Cup after the Melbourne Cup?
There had been conversations to shift the whole carnival back, whether it was 2, 3 or 4 weeks. The VRC, they've obviously got a view that the Melbourne Cup should be the first Tuesday in November. I think they've given that plenty of consideration, and it's their right, and we respect that. They don't want to shift, so that's what's driven the conversation now. And yeah, the Melbourne Racing Club did invite Moonee Valley into the tent. We had an opportunity to look at picking up the Cox Plate Carnival as part of this process and putting it after the Melbourne Cup Carnival, but we just felt that the dates that we've got suit the race. I think leading into the Melbourne Cup Carnival, the Cox Plate has been in that position forever, so we're keen to retain that. The committee last night did confirm that the Cox Plate will be run on the 24th of October, and as I said earlier, we'd look to be running that between 12 noon and 6 p.m. So those conversations now with the AFL and Seven, a potential night grand final this year if everything does come together.
Well, we spoke to the Racing Minister and the Sports Minister yesterday on that point in regards to the Cox Plate and the AFL and which way he would like to see it play out, who runs or plays during the day and who does it at night. This is what Martin Pakula had to say yesterday.
Principally, my view is I don't want them to clash, which I'm absolutely confident they won't. I think in terms of who gets priority, my instinct is that it is the MRC's day in the calendar. The AFL would be is the sport that's moving. So I think the Moonee Valley Racing Club, if they indicate a strong preference to remain during the day, then I think the AFL should respect that night, and I think that they will.
So you've got the Racing Minister and the Sports Minister on site. Are you confident then that this year we will have a night grand final and you will dovetail into the grand final?
Oh, I'm not confident, but we've had conversations with the AFL and we've had conversations with Channel 7. I think we can sit around the table now and firm that up. I think it's something that needs to be done sooner rather than later, particularly if there's an opportunity that we can have spectators back at either event, because it's vastly different if we think we're going to market trying to sell dining packages and the like for what would be a daytime event as opposed to a nighttime event, and the AFL as well. They'd need to make sure that they can lock that down for their fans. So I think over the next few weeks, I'd like to see that confirmed. And the reason we want to obviously retain that position is the national calendar. There's race meetings all around the country. The other race meetings are complementary to what we're putting on at the Valley that day, and I think it drives a much better wagering outcome for all parties. So it's a $100 million plus day wagering turnover, so we need to make sure that we can do everything we can to protect that.
It's a very special year for the Cox Plate, the 100th running. Are you concerned at all that it could get lost in the media cycle of a grand final week?
Of course. Of course, and you know how the AFL Grand Final dominates all media here in Melbourne, here in Victoria. So we've got a number of ideas. We'll be creative, of course, and it's a great story to tell, 100 years of history of the WS Cox Plate. I'm sure we'll get plenty of coverage. Whether we get the usual share of voice, I'm not quite sure, but everyone in the country will know that on the 24th of October, there's two great sporting events, two of the greatest trophies on offer in sport in the country, up for grabs.
And last one, Michael, any determination on prize money levels for the Cox Plate?
There's probably three things that are still yet to be confirmed, Michael, for the Cox Plate. One is prize money. We're working with Racing Victoria on what that model may look like. Last year, of course, we launched the Ladbrokes Cox Plate Boost. So $1 million linking to a number of feature races leading into the Cox Plate. We're a long way progressed in finalising that. So we look forward to being able to firm that up and announce that to the industry. And also to the third one that's important is the international participation. We're just awaiting updated advice from Racing Victoria as to how they see the quarantine centre at Werribee operating this year. And then, of course, the international travel restrictions, how that may play out come September, October, if we are to recruit some of these high-profile internationals. So there's a little bit to fall into place, and I think it's going to be a busy next week and a half or 2 weeks to get all this bedded down for the carnival ahead.
No doubt about that. Michael, appreciate your time this morning.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.